Good morning, Dr. John V.
Good morning, Dave, and I'm really glad you're doing radio. You did television for years, and you're doing radio, and golly, you sound just like a natural.
I tell wonderful. You what, they always said I had a face for radio, and I'm about to prove it now. So it's good to talk to you this morning here, and you know, as I discussed on our little teaser coming into the hour, public speaking, there is just no shortage of self-help courses out there, tapes, people have done hypnosis, how to become a public speaker and not, you know, break out in sweat, and people dread it. So it was rated higher than fear of death. But what about being a good listener? Does that get short shrift in our society, an effective listener?
Absolutely, because if you really want to be effective in relationships, if you want to be effective in your job in terms of being an employer, being an employee, just interacting with people in a general level, if you can't listen, you're really not going to be able to effectively have relationships and really even know what's going on. You're almost making yourself deaf in a way, in terms of not really being aware of what's happening. And in my work, I regularly work with people that have trouble in relationships, whether it's home, whether it's at work, wherever it might be, because they don't listen. You know, as Mark Twain said famously, if we were supposed to talk more than we listen, we would have two tongues and one ear. And I think there's a lot of truth to that.
Well, I think you may be right on that. And, you know, in talking with young journalist about interviewing skills over the years, I was asked things, and I said, well, when you stop talking here, what are you doing? And most would say, a lot of them would say, well, I'm thinking of my next question. And I said, well, but then you're not listening if you're just thinking of your next question. And they would look at me, and I said, see, now you're thinking about how to respond to that. So what about that? Is it really interaction just to stop talking, or do you really have to try to tune in, John, to what the other person is really saying?
You really have to pay attention. I think that's really the key thing. You have to listen intently, because listening, you know, we can walk down the street and we can hear noises, we can hear birds, we can hear cars. We're not doing anything. That's not intentional, okay? You know, when you're really listening and talking to someone, you're doing it intentionally. You're doing it with a purpose. You're receiving information. You're trying to understand it. You may look at the person, you know, in terms of get their body language, get the intensity of what they're saying.
Which is huge. It's very important.
It's huge. And you have to try to process what the person is saying. You have to evaluate it. And as the person's talking, you're not there thinking of a question. You're really trying to understand what's being said. And then through the processing, you can restate it if you need to. You can try to make sure you understand what the person's saying, and then as you respond, you then are doing it from 100% understanding, or at least close to what the person is saying, because when you hear that up to 85% of communication that people have, they're really not on the same level, or they're not talking about the same thing, it becomes really a very critical skill. You don't want to talk over the people. You don't want to be interrupting them. You don't want to finish their sentences. Mm-hmm. You don't want to be kind of the person who's just can't wait to say something, because if you're doing that, you're not going to be paying attention to what the person's saying, and you're never going to be a good listener. And boy, you're going to find in life, you said something right when you began here, Dave, we teach people all the time how to talk, in terms of to give talks, give speeches. Mm-hmm. And that's wonderful. Nothing wrong with that. But not everyone's a Winston Churchill, I might add. But the key is that you really have to listen if you're going to be effective, if you're really going to learn. In fact, my dad used to always say, when you finish conversations with people, if you know more about them than they do about you, you're doing a good job at listening and learning and trying to understand what other people know and have learned in life.
Let's talk about where this goes. I mean, ultimately, if you're a good listener, you have a greater chance, don't you think, Doc, of building a better bond and a deeper connection with people, which is going to possibly greater enhance your own life and theirs as well?
Well, absolutely. You know, we become the interaction. We are the interaction. We are of the people that we interact with. The more important the person, the more important their image of us is. Now, obviously, we're our own people, come to our own conclusions. But when you have people that regularly like to talk to you, enjoy talking to you, they learn from it, interact, you become another you. It's like Cicero, a good friend, he said, is really another you. And I think if in order to get somebody that you can be that close and know that well, you have to understand the person, and they have to understand you. I mean, it's the good communication. But if you really look through your life, and I'm sure you have, you're going to see the people that are sought out and people want to be with are good conversationalists. They listen, they communicate, they share, they stay on topic, they don't want to overwhelm the person, they're not so set in their views that you can't have a conversation. Because I'm sure you've talked to someone, you bring up a topic, mm-hmm. and you go, oh my goodness, why did I bring that up? As they go into their 20-minute, you know, lecture or whatever it might be. So good conversation, good understanding, good listening skills, those are so critical, back on the listening. Because, like, we live in a society where everyone wants to talk, and there's nothing wrong with talking, but listening will really get you ahead, and you're going to find you'll get along with your employer, your employee, your friends, even right. your dog. How does that sound if you just are working on being a better communicator?
One thing is my dogs, basically, they hang on my every word, and they don't worry too much about the overall effective listening skills because they got it down to going outside, the tennis ball, and, you know, the food and water, and a little pat on the head. But I get where you're going with that, and a wise person once said that a good conversation is not a series of independent speeches. So, I mean, you're right about that. DrJohnB.com is the website for where people can go, and this will be archived there, as well as many other self-help areas, regional psychological services. Dr. John Braccio in East Lansing, always looking to discuss this fascinating field with new friends and folks out there. Dr. John, appreciate you joining us again this morning, and as always, and welcome officially to the Morning Wake Up with Dave Ackerley. Happy to have you aboard.
Well, listen, Paisano, good to be with you, and I'll look forward to many interactions. Talk to you later, buddy.